Growing up, what were you taught about God? By your parents, a pastor, or a priest? Did they tell you he was a heavy-handed judge standing over you, waiting for you to make a mistake? Did you imagine him shaking his finger at you when you did anything wrong? That's what I was taught. Or were you taught he was a kind, gentle old man who didn't like your sin, but just shook his head at you and let you off with a pat on the head? So you didn't think God cared about you too much? What we were taught about God as children has a huge impact on us. It affects our relationships with Him as adults. Many kids today have no knowledge of God because their parents didn't believe in Him, or their mindset is let them decide for themselves. But no one gives them any knowledge of God when they were kids, so how can they make a decision? That's why parents need to teach their kids daily about God. The Bible says, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it. Truthfully, not all of my children are still going to church, but they were raised in the church, and for some reason stopped going, but I continue to pray that they still believe, and they will return to the circle of His love. No matter what you were taught as children, now that you are more mature adults, you need to take a new look at God and His love. Here's some more scripture that comes directly from the Bible that reveals His true nature. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. That's from Romans chapter 8, verse 28. There is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. From Luke chapter 15, verse 7. Does this sound like a God who's angry all the time and can't wait to catch you doing something wrong? Does this sound like a God who wants you to feel guilt and shame all the time, or hate who you are? Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says there's no condemnation or no guilt for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin and death. I'll read that again carefully. If you belong to Jesus, the power of the Spirit frees you and keeps you from sinning, which leads to death. No, that doesn't mean we'll never sin again. We're human and all make mistakes and give in to temptation, but we're less likely to sin. Especially if you pray in that moment for God to give you strength. And if you do sin, all you have to do is ask for God's forgiveness and He will forgive you. Without question, without reservation, and no hesitation. Do you have Jesus in your heart? Have you asked Him to save you from sin? All you have to do is believe that He's the only Son of God and He willingly died on the cross for your sin. So my next question is, why do some people say Christians use God as a crutch? Since a crutch is something we lean on, then I agree. Don't we lean on our family or our friends for support? When we need to talk to someone, we go to our mother, a good friend to talk to. Maybe we don't want advice, we just want to vent. We want someone to listen and work on the problem out loud. But people don't always have the right answers, or they betray us and tell the wrong person our secrets. People are not always the best crutch to lean on, but God is. God has the perfect shoulder to cry on. He's made me feel comforted when I needed it. But God knows what you need to do in any situation. He has advice to give you in the Bible to fit any situation. Or if you've had a good Christian friend that you pray with, maybe the two of you can pray together and God will give one of you the answer you need. God wants you to lean on Him. He's the one constant in your life that will never leave you. I hope you learned something today that will help in your walk with God. Or you can share this podcast on your social media account so someone else can benefit from it. God bless you, friend, and I will talk to you next time.
I also have a blog at stephwritesforgod.com. That's STEPHWRITES, 4, GOD.com. You'll find a list of my books there. I have one Christian fiction book, one nonfiction about improving your self-esteem, because God made you and you are His masterpiece. I have two devotionals also on Amazon and Apple, and a couple other online sites. You'll find it all there on my website. Until next time, friends, God bless you.